Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Bernanke says the credit crisis is a major threat to the economy. Well, he should know the central banks have shut off liquidity to the entire real economy, not just individuals. And then they threatened the Congress and the Parliament of Europe, the Congress in the U.S. and the Parliaments of Europe, into giving them tens of trillions of dollars, which will then devalue the currencies, and have the central banks be in the only tenable position so they can have a global consolidation. By the way, I'm not the only one saying this. A year and a half ago, there were several big articles by top economists in the Financial Times of London, the true paper of record on the economy. That's what the elite reads. It's thinly veiled in there. Almost all of it is true. Big secret there I'll let you in on. I don't think a lot of people even understand that. It's not a secret. I'm being sarcastic, but most people don't know that. You still can't believe all of it, but it's amazingly accurate in there. Business Week came out 2 days ago. Got a big article here. And admitted that the private Federal Reserve small group of banks are actually consolidating power, and that this is their takeover, and this is wonderful for them. I mean, Business Week is telling the truth. So for anybody in the know, this is a fact. This is a fact. This is a fact. And I would say 90% of our guests, all these different financial experts, economists, Nobel Prize winners in economics and others, that we've been having on the show over the last few years, they concur this is an engineered operation. This is an engineered operation. Now, there's a variant in that 15-20% that disagree with us. Most of them, like Bob Chapman, believe that they planned to implode things. We have their own documents. I mean, he knows that. But that they've lost control. That is even more scary in a way, because there is no telling what they will do if that's really true. Because I know the globalists in their own documents want a slow, gradual enslavement, serfdom, implosion of the middle class, and an indentured servitude population who has to basically be on government welfare or government-funded jobs, where it won't be called welfare for, you know, the old middle class, but, you know, the government will be funding the corporation you work for. It'll just be basically corporate welfare. The government will pay a select group. It'll be an oligopoly, a combine, a cartel, and then you'll work for the cartel. Or you'll work in prisons or surveillance or maintenance of hover drones or cameras or, you know, the expanded SWAT teams that they're just making huge SWAT teams everywhere to steal your kids when you fight back or take your house when you fight back. I mean, just classic tyranny. Classical tyranny. And they want a slow, you know, over the next 5 years is what they were saying 2 years ago. Well, it's definitely not slow now. So you can debate whether they're in control of it or not. The point is they're certainly getting fat off of it. They're certainly getting bigger and badder and stronger. See, they're flush in capital when nobody else has got it. They were already flush in it. Now they're gorging on trillions a month. And they're buying whatever they want. And the media will focus in on some AIG people, you know, in $2,000 a night hotel rooms and caviar, because they know that's something that kind of low-level worker bees can identify with. You know, they can't think of trillions in leveraged debt, you know, per globalist at the top. They can't imagine people worth hundreds of billions in public money. You know, that Forbes 500 list or the 100 richest is nothing, folks, to the true assets. The whole thing about real wealth is hiding it. So they'll talk about, oh, this CEO got $500 million or $20 million, or they had caviar and they have a yacht. They're just managers for the private families that are the dominant and secret shareholders and institutional shareholders and law firm shareholders and company shareholders and foundation shareholders. So while you're going, they don't deserve caviar. The real operations are going on. You got to get outside the box and get outside that box and get outside the next box. And study history. It'll give you a lens of the future. Straight to your calls on the other side. Dow drops below 9,000. Banks skid. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours. We're live, and then back for an abbreviated Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave Internet Satellite. Number one radio talk show every day of the week at Shoutcast. Number one talk radio show, rated about number 18 of all radio on the Internet, most of that being music. It's an example of how the truth is getting out there, and that's only one small leg on the InfoWars family table. This table's got about 20 legs, and we're growing new ones all the time. Diversify, expand into more media outlets. That is the key, and that's what I advise other burgeoning talk show hosts, radio people, filmmakers to do, and that is what they're doing, and it's beautiful. And whether you have 20 internet listeners or 500,000 every day, doesn't matter. You are reaching out, and every person you wake up is wonderful. I was sent an audio clip the other day and an article along with it, somebody saying, Alex Jones is saying that individual listeners don't matter and people doing their own blogs and their own websites and their own audio feeds is worthless, and and they're nothing to him. And I want those people to know something. That is not what I'm saying. And if you misunderstood, let me explain it. I'm not talking about, it's incredible. I can talk about Hal Turner bad and people think I'm talking about them. Or I can talk about know, some other group or individual, and then everything I say just in generalities about some group or some unsavory person is then attributed. Everyone takes that to themselves and attributes themselves. A month ago or so, when I was ranting and raving about crazy people with little radio networks and radio shows thinking I'm in their business, the whole point was I was saying, I'm not in your business. I don't care about you. Not in the sense of I don't want you to be run over by a truck in the street, or not in the sense of what you're doing isn't important, but in the sense of you have attacked me and lied. And people are asking what I'm talking about. It's inside baseball. It doesn't matter. The only reason it matters is because I know some of these people. And I did nothing but help these people, and it makes me mad when they make stuff up about me. And then I say, hey, I don't care about you in the sense of I'm not in competition with you. I'm not threatened by you. And I'm trying to get more people activated, more people taking action, more people involved. And it irritates me to always have people inventing stuff. I mean, I'm a Scientologist. I'm a Catholic assassin. I'm a Zionist agent. I am hijacking and taking over this radio network or that. It's all made up crap. To the point of I have to fire people that work for me just because they're somewhat involved with these groups so I can say, out of my life, out, out, out. I want nothing to do with you because, and this happens to anybody that gets famous. And I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't like having a target on my back. I like knowing that I've become very well known worldwide to anybody who's politically active, even mainline politics, because it means I'm having a big effect. But I don't like the fact that people invent almost schizophrenic lies about things I'm involved with and things I do. I don't like that. And I don't like people coming over to my office and doing stuff to our cars. And I have to be quiet about it because if I talk about them, it'll make the Patriot movement look bad. I mean, that's the kind of crap I go through from some of these local people who are completely out to get me because they bought into Kool-Aid drinking and the delusions and the lies and the craziness and the things I know. It's just, it's horrible just how fallen society is. And because I have to wall myself off for my own protection and say, look, I don't want to be any touching you in any way. I don't want to, because I can't allow to be grounded, you know, like an electrical field, connected to any of these people, a lot of folks in the, quote, awakening movement period, because any connection I have to them can then be misrepresented. They can say they're me. They can do things in my name. That's how it all starts. Then they can lie about you for the political capital it gets them to say, hey, I'm in a shootout with Alex Jones. And then they hate being ostracized, so they just go into rages. They go crazy, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as they get ostracized. So that's the bottom line. I am not. Let me tell you whose life I'm involved with. Mine. I'm like everybody else. You know, I got to go out and buy manila folders for the office and light bulbs, and I screw light bulbs in, and I carry the trash out. And the air conditioner freezes up for 3 days, you know, and we're in here sweating, and we call an air conditioner place just like everybody else does. And, you know, I put a dress shirt on, and I forget to put my belt on. And, you know, I walk out my front door when it's raining, and I fall on my butt. I mean, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, when I go to the bathroom, it stinks. I mean, I hate to have to even go further there. I mean, you know, I'm not God. And I'm not all powerful, and I'm barely able to keep my websites and my audio streams and make my films and do everything I do. And it's a task to feed my children in the morning and, you know, give them showers, baths, put clothes on them, feed them, you know, all of it, and paying taxes in all of it. Because on the internet, with people that love me and people that hate me, I have taken, you know, it's taken on some type of superhuman idea. And the same thing with the government and the elite. People think they're superhuman. No, they're very well organized. They're very cold. They're very sinister. They understand basic human psychology. They are something to behold, but they're not superhuman. They're not invincible. And it's the same thing with Alex Jones. I'm way below those people in organizational skill and focus. And also I play by the rules and have a big heart, which they see as a weakness. So I'm going to go to your calls, but just going off into a rant here because I was just thinking about it, reading an email somebody sent me. It is sad for me to have to ostracize people out of my life. You know, there might be a website I'm linking to routinely, promoting, building up, because they have good material, but then they go on a wild jag lying about me and saying horrible things I've done to them. And my mother calls up and saying, is this true? Did you do this and that? And it's the first I learn of the crimes I've committed. And I say, no, Mommy, I didn't. I'm sorry you heard that on the radio. No, I didn't know I'd committed these crimes. Then you have to ostracize those people. And they're not looking at their actions, how they're being ostracized. It's all because of you. See, that's self-fulfilling. They come up and smack you in the face, lie about you, attack you, do horrible things to you. I mean, I had one guy call up and say, look, I'm going to basically say a bunch of horrible stuff about you if you don't do what I say. And I said, that's blackmail. Go to hell, basically. You know, and it's like, I then, for the betterment of the movement, don't go on air and talk about all the incredible behind-the-scenes things because I have no enjoyment destroying someone. Because we destroy ourselves in the process. I don't know why I'm even talking about it. The point is that it is painful to know I'm genuine, to know I'm for real, to know I am salt of the earth. You know, got my problems, but I'm a good guy. And I care about people. And I'm here to build others up and empower others. And it's just sad. And I've seen it a million times, and these people come and go. You know, we've seen it with so many other people. Hundreds and hundreds of talk show hosts and webmasters and people. And, you know, their website's getting big. They're reaching out. And then suddenly they start attacking everybody. And first they get a big response from attacking. And they think, oh, this is the way to go. This is really getting me a lot of attention. But that's negative, and it's destroying them. And then they fall off the face of the earth. So I'm done talking about that. I want to talk about the economy in detail here. Gold's up about $20 in the last 2 days. It's up about $9 today so far. And it's finally hitting mainstream news. And alternative media is going, wait a minute. Gold everywhere is selling for about $950 an ounce. Silver's $16 to $20. You can find it for $16 if you find it from private people selling it, if you look hard. But on average, people are paying about $20 an ounce for, you know, silver dollars. That's a low price. They're like $30-$40 on eBay. And they're going, wait a minute, silver's $11 an ounce, or to be technical, $10.80 or something. How is that? But then I got to pay $20 for it. Well, wait a minute, gold is $8.50, but I've got to pay $1,000 for it. Or I call the place and they don't have any gold. And so finally, what GATA and others sued to expose is coming out. The paper market is one thing. That's all that is a paper market in gold, says it's $8.50. The real world says it's $1,000, and the mints are sold out in the U.S., Canada, Germany, Russia, selling out in England, because the mints have to buy what the paper amount says. They say, okay, we need gold. It's $8.50. We need to buy more to make more American Eagles or more Buffaloes or more Maple Leafs or more Krugerrands. South Africa's out. And the mint says to the state, sorry, to the government, we can't sell you gold at $8.50 or $800 or $7.80 like it was a month ago. And so they say, okay, well, we have to follow under federal rules in all these nations. We have to only buy gold at spot to make it into coin. We can't pay premiums, so we're just not going to make coins anymore. See, that's not a free market. That is a engineered, controlled kleptocracy from the top. But I, look, I said I'm going to go to your calls, and I promise we're going to go to Mike, Aaron, Garrett, Matt, and Maw Justice as soon as we come back from this quick break. I didn't mean to go into a 10-minute rant about other issues. It's just the morbidity in the elite, the morbidity in the culture. I mean, we're an evil culture on average. I mean, we kill 50 million babies in the U.S. We're corrupt. We warehouse our old folks to die of bed sores all over them. You know, we watch millions of simulated murders on TV. And so just because people out there have woken up to the New World Order doesn't mean they've woken up to their own selves. And you know, just like the Don Henley song says, it's an inside job. Everything is. It's an inside job for us to fix ourselves and to be good people and to be honest with ourselves. And if you can't be honest with yourself, you know, that's the first step in any fight for realization and, you know, consciousness. We have an unconscious population.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to touch on a couple of things, four main things here, and I'll be quick. First, I wanted to bring up the Alaskan Independent Party, which Sarah Palin has ties to. Now, I originally saw this on the Rachel Maddow show after Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, and I looked into it, and it turned out to be true. She was a member, not a member of that party, but she definitely supports that party.
Well, I'm not an expert on them, but I think they're a libertarian, pro-Second Amendment, anti-New World Order group. I think I've even had them on as a guest a couple times over the last decade plus. And, I mean, my view, I'm not an expert on them, is positive.
Right. It's very positive. And let me be clear, everyone out there. I'm not supporting McCain by saying this. I don't like Obama either. I'm not for any of them. But there's video here of Palin supporting them, Alex, and it's out in video. And Dexter, let me get the name right here.
Sir, are you there?
Yes. AIP's Vice Chairman Dexter Carter loves Governor Palin. And his whole main point is for them to infiltrate the two-party system, because she was an independent before she became a Republican. I didn't know any of this until I looked it up. He wants them to infiltrate into the Democrats and the Republicans so they can pull off their mission, and that is to secede from the Union because of the New World Order. And that's the big reason, because of the New World Order.
No, there's also a Canadian secession movement that wants different parts to secede, and they're big listeners in anti-New World Order. But it's easy to demonize those groups, too, because somebody can easily find globalist affiliations. That's because the globalists are always going to try to reverse infiltrate those groups. And so you're going to have, people from the top going into the bottom, people from the bottom going into the top. I think Palin is really just an opportunist. And in Alaska, the Alaska Independence Party, I know, just from memory, has gotten, I want to say, 20%+ of the vote in some cases. They've elected people to a pretty high office in the state. It's less than 1 million people in the state. So, of course, she had to pander to the patriot groups because they're very strong, probably the strongest of anywhere in Alaska because it's such a small state. And so I really think that's Palin pandering into them.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, the elite's going to put into office who they want.
Right.
We don't have, we know the electronic voting machines, even if they're central tabulated, are frauds. And I don't have a right to vote in Travis County, and that's been proven, been certified by the state. I caught them. Others caught them, and the state said, oh, we're just allowed to do this. So, that's how it works.
All right, Alex, another thing I wanted to bring up here real quick. Ordered Chinese food the other night, opened a fortune cookie, and this is what came out. It says, do not worry about holding a high position. Worry rather about playing your proper role. What do you think of that, Alex?
That's
more.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Also, the abolish the Federal Reserve Act petition. Go to Google. This is not my petition. It's just on here. Currently, it's 3,040 signatures. Type in abolish the Federal Reserve Act. Try to get as many people on this as possible.
Everyone, all right, I'm going to let you go so I can get more callers in. Thank you, Mike. Eric in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I would just like to preface this call by saying that I was not screened in any way. The only screening that took place before this call was...
Oh, who cares if people lie and say we screen and all the calls are fake? Let them all lie, man. I don't even care. Look, everything's going to Hades in a handbasket, and people want to make stuff up. Like I said, I've come to peace with it. You can't stop them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would like to talk about how this financial stuff is affecting me and my family. But I would just like to say that, I have had doubts about you and others in the Patriot movement, and I've looked into it, and, I just keep coming back to, being at peace with you in my heart of hearts. Because the way you speak, your passion, what drives you, and how you shun any kind of egomania or whatever just rings true to me, like, hitting a golf ball just right. If anybody's ever hit a golf ball just right, you know how it feels. And it's just a feeling, man. I mean,
talking about hitting the sweet spot.
Exactly. And I mean, just waiting for this to get on air, the way you were talking, it just so rings true with me. We just want to reach people because we care about people.
Well, number one, and I'm going to hold you over, somebody who is New World Order isn't going to say we have power, we can affect change, get involved, good things are happening, there are good people. I mean, the New World Order it's ridiculous. And also, I've noticed this just in life, getting things done. You'll look for an excuse before you go in and clean the garage. You'll find some excuse before you start the job. You'll procrastinate. And so a lot of people hear me put out this information. They know it's true, but they don't want to take action. So it's easier to sit around and kind of nitpick in the kingdom of alternative media and the kingdom of the Patriot movement or the reality movement, the truth movement. And then I'm the king, though I don't want the kingship in the kingdom. And so people are going to talk about me. And it only makes me bigger, actually, but it hurts the movement. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
I was interrupting. Go ahead and finish you up from California.
Yeah, Alex. I don't want to waste any more time on your detractors and whatnot. Their hearts just aren't truly in it, and enough said on them. You know, the posters who just want to nitpick and
it's like our guest said yesterday. They're territorializing things, and they just hate me because I'm successful. It is pure envy, and most of it isn't even government. That's what's sad. They know how we act and how we behave, and that holds us back. And the sick thing is, like P.T. Barnum said, just get my name right, spell my name right. You know, that only makes this show and what we do bigger. People say, oh, I want to check into this. But the sad thing overall is a societal movement. It's a negative thing. Like next hour when I have the Zeitgeist guy on, I'm going to try to not fight with him. I'm going to try to not argue with him. I'm going to try to talk about the good ideas they have from my perspective. And I'm doing this to, in a way, try to educate them from my perspective, and maybe they can educate me, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that you could ask him, which is something I would like to ask a lot of truthers, is if they don't believe in higher power or God or Christ, like you and I believe, where do they put their faith and hope in?
Well, that's the thing. They say we're going to make moral judgments, and we're going to decide. But then the majority of the scientific community says, well, we have no soul, so we're animals, so we have no value. But then the earth has all this value, but that's just so other men can take other resources from other people, claiming it's for redistribution or for the earth. I mean, I just know all the arguments. I know how they work.
Yeah, it's pretty pitiful. You know, Alex, my wife grew up during martial law in Pinochet's Chile. My sister-in-law, who's a doctor, barely escaped Chile with her life. And the parallels that she sees now haunt her. I would actually like to have her on your show and kind of talk about her experiences. I thought about that when you had a news clipping of a documentary coming out about Chile and the coup.
Which was launched on 9/11.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because I've kind of redirected my focus towards people who I think will put up some kind of a fight, redirecting my efforts towards police and military people, and exposing the fact that their pensions, which they, you know, do all these nasty things to our Constitution and fellow citizens, you know, for the excuse of, you know, well, I got a pension, I got a mortgage and whatnot. And you just blast that away. You just ruin the government's credibility, and you can kind of break through to people because...
Well, that's it. Folks need to realize that the system will destroy their future, not, yeah, the system's bad, but I've got to go along with it because if it falls, I've got nothing. No, the system is predatory, and it's going to make all of our lives progressively worse if we don't wrest control away from the global eugenicist.
I know. I mean, you have put out so much information over the years. Enough information, you know, to cover all of this. And if people don't get it, for the most part, they'll never get it. So we got to redirect our focus on those who somewhat get it and are just waiting for, you know, that right spot.
I hear you, Garrett. Send your wife's info and story to Trey@InfoWars.com. We might have her on. In fact, I thought about having people on from Russia and China and people who've been through tyranny because I talked to a lot of them, and a lot of them are leaving the U.S. and they're saying, man, I've seen this before. But then they say... I know one German lady who lived there for like 30 years, and she just went back to Germany, and she said, it's back there now. So now she's come back here. I mean, it's just everywhere. Let's talk to Garrett in Mississippi. You're on the air, Garrett.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
It's good to hear from you. I just wanted to say that I would appreciate it if you got some folks on. Jim Ross comes to mind. On the next few weeks or days to let people know what they need to be doing to get ready. I've had people laugh at me. I've been working at this company for about 3 years I've been working at, and they laughed at me and started, you know, when I started telling them about these things. Now they're coming to my office and shutting the door and asking what they need to do. And
it's not just the news they're seeing in their gut, in their spirit, which people laugh at us, but it's real. The sixth sense has been proven. Something there, folks. People know in their gut bad stuff is here and more is on the way.
Well, I recently had a, you know, I got an 8 month old now, and, you know, it's very changed perspective of life. And, I live for him now, and I want him to have a future. And what I've told people a long time, you know, for the past 6 months is, you know, there's plenty of chiefs in the Patriot movement. We just need more Indians. And, it breaks my heart to know that everything I've been taught, you know, I've been listening to you for about 10 years, and that everything I was taught as a child about the American dream is just bull malarkey. It's to keep you in the system. And I want people to wake up out there and, to continue preparing. And if you aren't prepared, you need to be. And,
well, the first step in the battle is people realizing there's a problem. And you said people now, because you planted the seeds, because you were willing to get laughed at up there being pillory with everybody spitting and yelling and throwing psychological tomatoes at you and cabbages, because millions of people like you, Garrett, were willing for years to plant the seeds. Now the people are listening. And so how do we get prepared? It is a awakening or, quote, political solution, but outside the classic political paradigm, we need to expose, okay, they're going to progressively make things so bad economically there's going to be riots. They're going to stand down and let the riots spread. They're going to allow atrocities to be committed against police. Then they're going to crack down on everybody. We have to further educate now about what's coming. And then when that comes, a few more steps of people seeing we're right, then we will absolutely have them awaken. You know, and then we can really turn things around. We have to go through the pain historically before people finally wake up. And if you don't warn people beforehand, you go through the corruption and then it wins and solidifies control. But if you expose it beforehand and then during, and a lot of us will be punished and imprisoned and tortured and killed for this testament, for this message. But because people hurt us before, during, and then after, we will be able to then wrest control of the New World Order off the levers of global control. And then have a revolution that ends in something good instead of something worse. And so there's no really stopping or turning around where this freight train is going. We can just strap in and get ready. I mean, physically, it's good to not live in a major city. Physically, if things completely break down, it's good to have family in another state who is willing to have you, if things completely break down, come stay with them. But you should have a year of food. You should have firearms. You should have, you know, something like gold and silver if you can afford it. But a lot of people are living right at subsistence level, so they can't. And so, you know, what do you tell them? I'm sorry, this globalist economy was about destroying the family, making both people work two jobs, getting the children in the control of the state. And we're getting into such a martial law situation that as things break down, if people wait until it's too late to leave and get to a safe place, but then they leave early and then go there and people laugh at them. But if they wait till it's too late and try to go 100, 200, 300, 1,000 miles to their place of refuge, then you're going to get stopped at checkpoints on the road. They're going to be taking your guns. They're going to be commandeering food. And then there's people, the government isn't going to have to stage attacks on police and military. A lot of families are going to see the cops start reaching for their kids, and they're going to be dead cops all over the highway. And the New World Order plans that. They plan on cornering a grizzly bear that is the American people, and they plan on sending in these foot-tall, you know, figuratively, little cops who have no preparation, no idea. They're going to be torn to pieces. Then they're just going to lock things down in zones, let people starve to death en masse, and then later roll in with international forces. Now that is a distinct possibility. But we're definitely going to have a depression. It's definitely going to get bad, and it's probably going to unfold into that. But, I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm not calling for violence. I'm not shooting my mouth off, thumping my chest, going, I'll blast, I'll shoot, I'm tough, I'm looking for a fight. No, I'm looking to get around the fight with the police at the globalist plan. I'm looking to not give them the war they want. But I know this, my kids aren't going to a FEMA camp, and over my dead body will it happen. And once you start taking the gloves off, folks, with real people that don't shoot their mouths off, it's going to get serious. That's a guarantee. So that's as much as I can say, Garrett. Anything else?
No, you hit the nail on the head, bud. You got great sponsors out there that's got storage food. Now is the time about beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, your Bible, and your bullion, the five Bs that's going to get you through this. And, I mean, I just appreciate you, Alex. I hadn't spoke to you in a while, but like I said, people need to do their research. They need to get their plans together now, not tomorrow, today. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. And that message about today, I am just now trying to get myself prepared. I mean, I've been prepared with water filters, food, things like that for a long time, but I'm, you know, really gearing up. I mean, we're doing things like, you know, got an old plate out, lightning struck, broken well. Well, you pay the money to have that sucker re-drilled. You know, don't, I've only got 2 years of storable food. Well, you know what? I got two more for everybody in my family. And, but I know a lot of people can't even do that because they bought a lot of plasma screen TVs and things they didn't need. And a lot of people couldn't even afford that. Here's an example. We're buying some big plasma screen TVs for the new TV studio and for the radio studio with a big one behind me so we can put images up on it. And, a few months ago, I just could not bring myself to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a big 60-something-inch screen TV that I needed for the studio. I just said, we just won't have one in the studio. You know, it'll look good. I just don't have to spend that money on it. I'm going to try to save that money. I'm somewhat frugal. And then we went and looked again, and guess how much they've dropped in about 4 or 5 months? A $6,000 TV, the same model, is $1,300. Folks, that's another example of the economy is just at a standstill. It is at a standstill. It is just plowing down to a halt. And God help us. Okay, let's go to Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the air.
Well, let me on the show.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, mate. Yeah. So to mention, first of all, is I've been trying to listen to your show on the shoutcast streams in the UK, and you can't even hear you. It's like, just keeps repeating. It looks like the UK government is definitely censoring InfoWars.
What are you saying today? It's repeating.
Yeah, it's repeating. It's like you'll have the James Bond theme going on, obviously, on the ad bit, and it just keeps repeating itself.
Yeah, well, I've told my IT people about this, and everybody's calling the network and everybody everywhere else. It's going on all the time. We have different servers around the world, and we need to assess the problem, and we need to fix it. How often do you hear that happening?
Quite a few times. Like I said, today, obviously, logged into the show, obviously, on the internet.
No, that is not the government of the UK. That is us.
Right.
We're having major server problems. I don't even know. I mean, thank God we're on AM and FM shortwave satellite, because for all intents and purposes, our internet is really breaking down.
Right. The other question I want to mention is obviously about the martial law situation. Now, you know, obviously with this EU Irish vote, obviously they're going to re-vote on that. Now, do you reckon that the new world order will bring in martial law if they refuse again?
Well, sir, we're already in a degree of martial law. We're already at a level. When they threaten Congress with do what we say, or you're going to go into martial law, that is martial law. When the bankers have governmental power and can do whatever they want, that's financial dictatorship, and the mainstream news is calling it that.
Right. Do you also believe in the martial law that they've got, like, spy satellites that are watching the public?
Explain what you're saying to me, sir.
Do you agree, like, obviously, we are under this martial law system, obviously, in the UK, and obviously you guys in the US. Do you believe that the military are using, like, spy satellites to spy on the general public?
They admit that. I remember 8 years ago in Australia, they would arrest farmers and ranchers under environmental laws. You're not allowed anywhere in Australia to build a shack, a barn, anything. Bureaucrats come and harass you, boss you around, tax you to do it. The farms can barely stay open because of the economy. I mean, here's an example. Cattle prices have dropped by about 40% in the last year, but hamburger and beef prices are at record highs. It's because now the packers were taken over by two central groups. It's all about monopolies. It's all about manipulating markets. And now they've announced that local police, through Homeland Security being federalized, in their cars, in the UK, England, you know, Europe, the United States, everywhere, we are going to be tracked by satellite in real time, being watched by the defense satellites, and they're going to use it for environmental reasons, law enforcement. The entire NORTHCOM apparatus is against the people.
Also, another one, you might laugh at this one. I was looking back on your old streams of the Rothschild interview. I was wondering, are you ever going to get that guy on again?
We have tried since then, and they've refused. You know, how this works for other talk shows that don't know how to get guests and then think it's a conspiracy that we're able to get big guests. What you do is, I mean, I know little bitty blogs that get better guests than we do because they have, you know, the person acts as a good producer themselves. All you got to do is when they have a book out, their PR people want them to do interviews. He put out a children's brainwashing book about how polar bears can't swim and that, yeah. Of course, they're the best swimmers of any land mammal, swim 300 miles, 150 miles routinely. And then they hunt on ice floes for beluga and seals and other things. So he wrote a book about, you know, basically about global government and how wonderful it is. So we called up and we had him on. And that's how they do it. That's how we get them on. And it did turn out off air, he did know who I was, just like Chuck Norris. We called and wanted to have him on through his book people, and they said no, but then we emailed Chuck Norris himself, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of the show. I want to come on. So, you know, it's all about just trying to get these big guests on. But, no, since we spanked him royally, he's refused, and I won't be immoral. You know, I will call up, and we tell him who we are and ask him to come on. We could lie and get Lord Rothschild back on.
I just want to say also, it's amazing that, like you mentioned about these top stars that are listening to the show now, like Bruce Willis and people like that. You know, it's amazing that these people are waking up to, you know, realizing what's actually going on, you know, the way this new world order, you know, is happening now.
Yeah, I got a very exciting letter and phone number sent to me last week by a huge Hollywood icon. And you know what? I'm so busy, I haven't even called the number yet. And then I had the producer, the manager for a huge music star, who I will say is involved in Farm Aid, And you know what? I wrote the number down, and then I forgot to call him. So, I mean, and I'm not bragging. It's that I'm not even really that much into that, but these stars are important because it shows how this alternative information is going mainstream. But it won't be able to go mainstream if we can't keep our internet streams up. But again, that's a small part of what we do, but a growing part. And I'm just getting constant calls. How much do you hear the James Bond music? I mean, how long will it run?
Quite a few times. And also, another thing it'll do is, it'll, you know, when you're speaking on live, it'll jump. It'll jump, then it'll repeat back to the James Bond theme again.
But, I mean, how long will it play when the James Bond music does play?
Oh, God, it just keeps doing it and doing it and doing it.
Yeah, for 10, 20 minutes?
About 10, 20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, well, we need to get past the denial here and get that fixed and get that taken care of.
Is there any chance you're going to come to the UK, or...?
You know, I'm so hunkered down just doing radio interviews, TV, making films, writing a book. I'm like a hermit. I don't know. I would love to do a world tour. You know, we could pack places in Japan and Germany and Russia and all over. I'd love to come to the UK. I know we get thousands out to each event, and I would love it, you know, see the world, but I have to sacrifice and not do it.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on civilliberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up, I'm going to have my discussion with the creator of Zeitgeist. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. We'll continue with your phone calls. Ted, it is really becoming evident to the public the gold market is completely suppressed. I mean, that's been documented in court and been well known and been admitted, but now it's mainstream news that the price of gold in the paper markets is not the real price. But, I mean, what are the mints going to do? Because they're not allowed under their federal rules to buy gold at above anything above spot. But none of the international dealers or mines will sell it for that because of the real market. I mean, this is it looks like this gold shortage and silver shortage is intensifying. What are they going to do when gold's going for $1,500 an ounce, not $1,000 an ounce like it is now, you know, $500, $600 above what the paper market says? I mean, this looks like the illusion is about to die.
Yeah, it sure is, Alex. I can tell you right now, every time you turn around, there's manipulation. Just right now, the G7, again, meeting, trying to shore up the World Bank, turn it into more what you are describe as New World Order-type banking system, getting away from the free market economy-type model that it's in right now. You know, obviously, you know, the whole thing's folding in, and they're trying to catch as much as they can. I hope they fail. I hope Chapman's right up there. I hope it all blows apart on them, and we you know, it all fails. Finally, we get back to something that's real. But yeah, there's so much manipulation going on in the paper market, pushing down the value of gold and silver prices because some bank decides, hey, we need to sell this in order to bring it down in price. When you prop up the dollar, and we need to inject money into the stock market and do all this manipulation, there's no free market left here. And obviously they can't keep the gold and silver prices low, and the physical supply is drying up. It's gone. Just like you said, people are waking up.
And by the way, they're only selectively injecting it into select banks, as Business Week today admits that it is an inside job. I can't believe it's mainstream news. I've seen other publications as well. They're admitting that a small group of inner private banks are profiting from this. This is good for them.
Oh, I tell you, Alex, it's really something else. I hope they just lose their shirts. Every time they try to sell gold short into the marketplace and that thing goes up, they lose. They get margin calls. I hope they lose all of their wealth. You know, it is. It's one big, bad, manipulated scheme that, you know, really, they should be arrested. If anybody individually tried to do this stuff, they would be arrested. I mean, they'd be charged with collusion and market fixing.
Take beef. I mean, it's down by about 40% in the last 10 months. Okay, that's the official number, about 38-40% for people actually selling their cattle. But meanwhile, there's a 40% increase in almost every beef product, including hamburger. So, see, it's just all scams. Everything is scams. And I could go into 2 hours about how two meatpacking groups took control from over 20 in the last decade and how they're running that scam. That's a fact. I mean, it's amazing.
It's incredible what they're doing. I mean, it's sad, but it's incredible. It's incredible that we'd have a $700 billion bailout and all the money is being dished over to these people in Wall Street to give them more ammunition. Make as many bad investments as you need to because the government will take them. That's just absolutely crazy.
Well, because they sell the bad investment. They make the bad investment, which is toxic, and then they sell it to the idiot public, and then they blame the idiot public for it, which I guess in a way is at fault. I want to hold you over a few minutes before this discussion we're having with this big guest. But, Ted, real fast, give people the gold offer for the day.
Well, I tell you what I ran into today, Alex, that's just almost impossible to get right now, silver eagles. I've got silver eagles right now, and they're at $17.58 a piece. Silver eagles. I haven't been able to get those in, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months.
And those are going for $25 a piece or more on eBay, and a lot of stores are independents, and I don't blame them. They got overhead. A lot of shops are selling it for $20-$25. You've got them for $17 and change. These are the full size silver dollars, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.